in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, this is a Football Tuesday that really feels like a Football Tuesday. I just came away from the Browns' first mini-camp practice, first of three that they're going to have this week. And, yeah, football stuff was going on. Guys were wearing helmets. No pads, but helmets. And they were going through football drills using an actual ball. The last 2 weeks that the players have been around here, it's been weightlifting program. It's been work in the classroom with coaches, all the basic necessary but kind of boring stuff really to talk about. And you could hear it in the players' voices as week two wound down. They were anxious to get out there. They got out there today, and we're going to bring this to you today from live, pretty much, not, well, live to tape. It'll be recorded, but almost live, because we literally just hustled over from the field house onto the show to get it started. You're going to hear shortly from the head coach of the Browns, Rob Gudzinski. You'll also hear from quarterback Brandon Whedon in this show, and you're going to hear from tight end Jordan Cameron, and you're going to hear from the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. The two of us will kind of put things in perspective for you. And in addition to talking about minicamp and talking about the Browns, and that's the majority of this discussion, I would be remiss if I didn't get into some of what happened yesterday in Boston, obviously the predominant topic, not just in sports, but in every aspect of news. And Jim Donovan, you, most of you probably know who know of him or know about him from Milton, Mass, from that area, and knows a lot about the marathon and a lot about the traditions of Patriots Day and everything that that took place yesterday that turned so tragic. So we're going to get Jim Donovan's perspective on that, in addition to talking about the Browns. We have to do that as well. All right, let's hear from the head coach of the Browns, Rob Gudzinski, who just finished meeting with the media.
Yeah, Rob, jumping right in with a really important topic, and that is, what kind of chances Cam will have to compete with Whedon for the starting job?
Well, right now we're going through, and Brandon got the reps with the ones today, and we're taking a look at it. It's early in the process, early, you know, just seeing what, you know, guys are taking from the meeting room out to the field, and we'll work through that process. Campbell get some, he'll get some reps with the ones as well along the way, but this is a long process that we're going to have, and it's a long time between now and our opener, and we've got plenty of time, and this is just the first step.
Well, where's the finish line in the long process, roughly?
Finding a starter.
I mean, when is it? Roughly, when would you hope to have all of that figured out?
Well, we'll see what, you know, how they do and how that works. You know, I'm not going to put a date or a time that has to be done by.
What were your impressions of the first step?
It's great to be out there, finally get a chance to get out with these guys and get on the field. You watch tape and you're in the office and hanging around the coaches, and we get sick of each other after a while. So just seeing these guys out in the first day, I was impressed with the team. I thought the energy, I thought the effort, I thought the focus were all outstanding. And this is a hungry group, and, you know, that's something to work with for sure.
You talked about wanting to see Brandon Whedon before the draft in this thing. So I know it's only one practice, but what did you see from him?
Well, we'll have to go up and look at the film, you know, and study the film. Like I said, it's been one day. You know, the energy, like I said, the energy, the effort, the focus was outstanding. Obviously, the execution, we have a lot of work to do. You know, it's a good start, and we'll go and look at the tape. And, you know, these 3 days, I think that it's important to understand this is really a learning camp as much as it is, or more so than it is, an evaluation camp or an assessment camp. So, you know, like I said, this is our first chance to get on the field with these guys and really teach them on the field what we want, and for them to understand how we want to practice and bring those things together.
You've had some time in the classroom right since the off-season program started. How much have they been able to pick up, and how much of your offense have you guys been able to get installed?
Well, we've only put in a portion of the offense. They've done a good job with, we've thrown a lot at them so far, and that's always the way that I've been around doing it, is throw as much as you can at them and you know, and see what sticks, and then keep working through it and get better and better and better.
Since you did watch Brandon on tape from last year, What makes you think that this offense will be more suited to him than what he ran last year?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really going to comment at all on what he did last year,
okay.
And I don't know enough, you know, to know what was that. But you know, you see a guy, like I've said before, that, you know, as a young guy, he has some tools, he has good arm, you know, he has the ability to get the ball down the field. And so, you know, we look and project that into the things we were going to try to do with him and obviously teach him. And you're looking for progress, you know, from a guy who is a rookie, who showed progress during his rookie season. You know, you want to see him take the next step to the second year, and hopefully he'll do that, and we have to teach him a new offense in the meantime.
All right, you heard a little bit from the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. That noise you heard in the background so prominently, that was the jugs machine, right? That's the machine that feeds the footballs that come out of the two spinning tires, and players obviously catch them. It simulates a thrown pass, so receivers, defensive backs, you know, guys who catch the football or have to should catch the football, supposed to catch football, use that for training, and that was going on in the background about maybe 10 or so feet away from Rob Chudzinski, which is why we were listening to him over that. But some interesting things, and again, reporters got right into it on the quarterback competition and talking about Jason Campbell. But the fact is that Brandon Whedon did get the first team reps through this practice. That was notable. And Campbell took his reps, and then Thad Lewis got in there and also threw some passes. And that's what minicamp is. It's mostly a throwing drill. Yeah, they handed off to Trent Richardson. They handed off to Chris Obanaya. The running backs ran some plays, but you had pseudo blocking and no tackling. I mean, it's pseudo tackling. It's the effect of coming in to a tackle, simulating that, but nobody's being wrapped up and slammed to the ground. Again, no one's wearing pads, and this is a non-contact event. But you saw a lot of pitch and catch basically going on, and it was interesting to see that. Very interesting to see the defense, you know, working with Ray Horton, trying to put all those guys where they're supposed to be, and the different people who are lining up in the middle of the defense. You saw Phil Taylor there at times. You saw John Hughes there at times. You saw Billy Winn on the outside. You saw different combinations of linebackers. Of course, Paul Kruger making his debut as a Brown, at least in this form, in the practice. And he talked a little bit about that as well, about his first practice, and thought it went very well for him. And in general, and you heard the head coach say this, he liked the attentiveness. He saw the general sense of everybody engaged. And this is something I wrote about for ClevelandBrowns.com as well, is what would the attitude be like? What would the sense of team be like? And you could feel that there today. You felt a sense of urgency and purpose as guys went through their drills. And even though it's April 16th and you don't really think about football on April 16th, there was definitely a football presence. And I'll tell you, there was a strong media presence there as well. All right, we're going to get into more analysis of what went on today in Berea, in the practice field, in the practice facility, I should say, on the practice field, in the field house. And yours truly will sit down with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, to do that next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNL.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa. that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. For now.
Browns fans, unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. With over 20 professional features, Cox Business Voice Manager gives you business class service with reliability you can count on. Get business phone for only $35 per line per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Phone modem provided by Cox requires electricity and has battery backup. Access to E911 may not be available during extended power outage. Other restrictions apply.
Browns Draft Retrospective, driven by Liberty Ford. With the 22nd pick in the first round of the 1981 draft, the Cleveland Browns selected Hanford top dog Dixon. As a rookie, Dixon made an immediate impact in the Browns secondary as he led the team in interceptions with 4. He went on to play 9 seasons with the team and finished with 26 career interceptions. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com today and cast your vote in the Browns' greatest draft pickup contest, driven by Liberty Ford.
All right, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we do encourage you to participate in that contest. And Jim Donovan, of course, giving the perspective on the retrospective for you, and he's going to give us more perspective in a moment. But Cleveland Browns 2013 draft party is Thursday, April 25th at First Energy Stadium. Watching all of the first round draft action, you get to do that, including visits from current and former Browns players, get to hear live and watch live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. So doors are going to open at 6 p.m. and admission is free. Again, that's a week from Thursday. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined now by the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, minicamp's underway. We got to watch a little bit of the drills being held earlier today. And I think the first thing that you notice is a very different coaching staff doing some things different ways, different looking drills.
Yep.
Involving medicine balls with defensive backs and towels with defensive backs. I mean, all kinds of different elements are introduced to it, but that's to be expected. And this is Rob Chudzinski's first kick at the can as a head coach leading a minicamp.
And I'm sure a big day for him. I'm sure it's a day he's waited for and probably rehearsed for. And when he interviewed, he probably had to explain, how do you run a practice, Rob? And he had to, I'm sure, look down at his notes, because guys that want to be coaches, they prepare for these kind of things, and they come in with huge notebooks to show to general managers and presidents and owners of teams, and they say, this is how I would do it. So it's playing out in front of him, and I think it's a big day for him. I'm excited for him. I know he's put a lot of time and a lot of dreaming time into making this come to reality. Lest anybody think, Vic, that this is not a football town, and I know we're on radio, but we need to paint the picture. The amount of cameras, still photographers, reporters, reporters, bloggers, writers, sportscasters. I mean, it numbers like opening day at a regular season game, if
right.
not a playoff game, practice getting ready for a big wild card playoff game on a Saturday, isn't it?
Undoubtedly. And it was an indoor practice.
Yeah.
I mean, it was held. It was pretty tight in terms of the setup.
Right.
And you're right. It didn't even feel that much like, oh, there were clouds in the sky. So I guess it felt a little like football in that regard. But you're right. It was a big deal, and essentially a big deal for padless, non-contact, really
yeah.
non-football type of stuff, other than maybe throwing the ball around a few places.
Absolutely. And you mentioned these new practice methods, and it's
yeah.
always interesting to see how a new staff and how certain assistant coaches and coordinators come in and what they do that is different from what we've seen done here in the past. And there's always something unique, and there's always an explanation for it. So it's fun to watch that, but it's just great to see the orange helmets back out on the field.
It is, and I think that's the biggest thing. And you heard Rob Chudzinski talk about this yesterday. He talked about it on this show, that the back to that point of wanting players who want to be Cleveland Browns and who are proud to be Cleveland Browns out there and kind of getting this whole level of engagement, clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about the past. You're being judged on what you do going forward. And that makes sense, considering, again, that this is a new staff. The vast majority of these coaches have not worked with these players,
right.
The players that are incumbents. So they're getting to know them on the fly, and those players are getting to know the coaches. And I think as much as anything else, this is the relationship-building process.
Yeah, and how quickly this all comes together will tell you how successful probably training camp is going to go. I think this is the next big mile marker, is to get to training camp in the practice part of things. Now, the other amazing thing about this whole situation on this new NFL calendar, because of the new CBA and everything, and the new rules about practice and how many you can have and when you can have them, is this. I mean, we are just about a week away from getting, you know, a first-round draft choice in here,
yeah.
and then a weekend, that full weekend of getting a whole stock, and we'll get the rookie class more defined. So really, things have become very compressed. There's a lot of work to get done here in a short amount of time before, you know, we're out on the steamy practice fields in July, and, you know, you're marking days down to see how many days until the opener.
That's true. I think some of the things that jump out at me, let's start with Josh Gordon. He is a different-looking athlete now. He is so solidly put together. You could see, I mean, he's a big guy and a decent-looking athlete last year, but he came
right.
in really with no football shape at all.
Right.
Now you could see he's gone through conditioning. You could see how well-defined he is physically. And while it's hard to judge, and we didn't watch every single movement of him in a workout that had a lot of people involved, you know that he knows more about what he's doing. He's been involved in the classroom aspect of it. He's preparing to be prepared for a season. Last year, none of that preparation. He was thrown in cold, and you saw it. You saw the wrong routes he ran in practice. You saw the frustration of Pat Shurmur and the other coaches when he really didn't know what he was doing. He'd stop in the middle of the route. I don't see any of that happening with Josh Gordon now.
No, it's a job for him right now, and he looks very prepared for it this year. At this time last year, I mean, it was decision time for him. I mean, he had probably come to grips with the fact that he wanted to come into the NFL, but I don't think he really knew how to do it.
Right.
I mean, he had been separated. He hadn't played football at Utah. And, of course, things had happened at Baylor that had kept him off the playing field and practice field for an awful lot of time, too. So there really was, Vic. I remember one time that Pat Shurmur kept him in a preseason game last year when everybody was out. And he was in there, and he had gone all the way. And he was just totally winded, because you're right. Football shape is much different than being able to go out and run the 40, you know, in four something. It really is.
Yeah, and Norv Turner, as offensive coordinator, runs his receivers. I mean, one of the signature things of Turner's offense and practices is receivers are going to run long routes. They're going to be long developing routes, and he's known for pushing guys very hard. He did it under the hot sun in San Diego
right.
and in places like Miami, where he's been as a coach. And that's kind of his trademark.
Yeah.
So he will, Josh Gordon and the other receivers will get their work. They've got to be in shape to handle it. And I think, again, looking at a Greg Little also in this mix, that the focus of these workouts is going to be for these coaches, what do we have? How hard can we, how far can we push them? They're going to be pushed hard, but how far will they go, and how well will they respond?
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought Little had really a good year last year. And you can kind of look at a Josh Gordon and say, well, you can expect what you got from Little last year, probably from Gordon this year, and probably even a little bit better, because I think Gordon probably has a little bit more natural flow to his game. But remember, Little lost that final year of his college season, you know, at North Carolina, right, and really had to get in the same process, get in football shape when he arrived. And the other thing, there's a lot of pressure on a guy like a Little, and certainly Gordon coming into this year, because everybody gets so consumed in the draft, and what do you have in the draft? And there is still that void, at least now, in that second round that is there because the Browns ante up last year, and in the supplemental draft, Josh Gordon represents a very bold move by then GM Tom Hecker to make that move and get Josh Gordon. And, you know, sometimes people will say, gosh, I hope he's good enough. You know, I hope he excels to the point where he is really worth us not having a pick in the second round this year. Now, that could change.
Right.
I mean, things could be done. But I think Gordon is the type of player I think that really probably has got tremendous upside.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, beginning the first of 3 days of minicamp. And so much more to talk about as well with regard to the kicking game. So the Browns add now Shane Graham, and they bring in a guy who has some experience, extensive experience in the league. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be handed the job,
right,
but he's got that history, and I think it's a good thing now with Brandon Bogate as a young kicker to now have Graham in there to push each other, if nothing else. I mean, they still may go with the younger guy. Kicking, you don't know, right? It's,
yeah,
it's a performance-based thing, but on the brief amount of kick work we saw, and trying to do so indoors is difficult. I mean, looked like the ball was almost blasting through a wall,
right,
and threatening to go through the wall. So
yeah,
that's a good sign by both kickers.
Well, I know there's a lot of construction going over there,
yes,
in the facility, but I didn't think they wanted that.
Attitude demolition.
You know, Browns fans, remember this. Graham had a tough day one time at Browns Stadium in an early season game against the Browns. But there's a big but here. The problem was that day, they had a bad snapper that day. Brad St. Louis, all of a sudden, came unglued, kind of what happened to Pontbriand,
yeah,
in the following year with the Browns, and he sailed a couple of snaps that were high, and Sean Rogers ended up getting his hand on a couple of kicks. But it wasn't because of Graham. It was because of bad snaps that day. And the other thing was, he did come back in overtime and beat the Browns on that same afternoon. He's kicked outside. He kicked in Cincinnati.
Right.
Kicked around water. There's,
yeah,
a river running,
yes,
on the outside of that building. There's a lake by it here. You know, he's got experience. So I think that probably, and I don't mean to be cute here, but that gives him a leg up on this situation, but we'll see what happens. That's a very, very pressure-packed position because of the guy that did it so well for so many years.
Oh, no doubt about,
yeah,
that. And I get the feeling, just talking with folks on the coaching staff, that they're going to be open-minded about this, and they have to be,
right,
and that they're going to treat this like an ongoing competition. I don't know if we're going to know early on who this guy's going to be.
Vic, let me ask you a question. Are the Browns at any kind of position that if Graham is not the big kickoff guy, and kickoffs, I guess, really being important now, would the Browns consider themselves plentiful enough on the other side of the roster that they could keep a kickoff specialist and a long field goal type guy here if Graham is not? Graham was like 4 for 9, I think, last year, kicking in pretty good conditions down,
yeah,
at Houston from 50 and beyond. I mean, could they? Some teams do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm inclined to think they'd be open to do that.
You think so?
I
yeah,
really do. Just knowing Chris Tabor, just knowing his mindset. Now, obviously, it isn't his final call.
Sure.
And that's going to be something that Rob Chudzinski would have to believe in. But I do think Chris, first of all, is well-respected in what he does. I've had conversations with him through the last couple of years about just his philosophy on that. And he said, look, if you have a guy who's got that big leg, that who isn't your place kicker,
right,
then you could conceivably have someone else handle kickoffs,
yeah,
and have the other guy just focus on place kick.
Yeah.
So it's conceivable, and I think here's the other thing. With a Bogate, with a guy that young,
right,
you might want,
sure,
all of that focus to be on that if he ends up being the,
yeah,
guy that you want to keep as your place kicker.
Yeah, initially that's how Billy Cundiff really got into the league as a kickoff guy.
Right, right.
For Matt Stover, I believe, at one point, who had lost length on his kickoffs but still was deadly accurate from 40, 45 and,
yeah,
in for the Ravens, and Cundiff got his first real on-the-job experience kicking off, and then they would let him do the 50s, 55-yard field goals,
sure,
at the end of a half. So, you know, it's something to think of.
It is. Speaking of something to think of, this has been a difficult last 24 hours or so. We know what the situation at the Boston Marathon. You're from Milton, Mass.
Yes.
You grew up all involved in that event through the years. You know what it means to Boston. You know what Patriots Day is all about. And I'm just curious, knowing you and knowing you have relatives and folks back in New England who were part of this, just your thoughts and reflection on what took place yesterday.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, Patriots Day to me brings a smile to my face, but a different situation today. But for so many years growing up, Vic, I mean, I went, you know, everybody tasted the tradition by going to Fenway Park in the morning for an 11 o'clock Red Sox start and then going out and watching the Boston Marathon. I can remember one time being out in the bleachers at Fenway and the Red Sox were playing the Yankees in the morning, and it was, I mean, that was enough, right? And, you know, all of a sudden the whispers came through the bleacher crowd that there was a local guy winning the Boston Marathon. So we all ran out to Kenmore Square to see Bill Rogers, a substitute teacher in the Newton school system, but hailing from Boston College, running in a BC sweatshirt, or T-shirt rather, and winning the Boston Marathon. And, of course, really made his career as a professional runner. I have a sister who works in the health system in Boston, works at the Shriners Hospital, which was connected and is connected to Mass General, which was the pinnacle place yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she described an incredible scene. I mean, she was there. I mean, it was all hands on deck. There are 6-7 hospitals right in the Boston city proper.
Sure.
She said it was just something that she would never want to see again and could really not describe.
And you thought, I guess we're at a point now, and I don't want to say we're getting hardened by this stuff, but unfortunately the unthinkable stuff is happening far too often. But when it connects to an event like that, you and I spend a pretty good portion of our lives around sporting events, major sporting events, and you just start to become more conscious of that.
Right.
I guess I haven't been to a Super Bowl really since the Gulf War, since Super Bowl 25, Bills.
I was at that one.
I was covering the Bills in that game, and I really, from every Super Bowl since, there's always been that different sense of security and wondering if you're in a dangerous place.
Well, absolutely, and I can remember the NFL and the whole world, but certainly the NFL being paralyzed by what happened in 9/11, and coming to the Cleveland Browns because Lou Merletti was here and Al Lerner was a big part of national security and took it very serious, and really, you know, seeking opinions and advice from the great security crew that the Browns had put together on how do we restart the game, how do we make people come back to the stadium and feel safe, and that was an incredible day. And I don't know where you were that day, but I mean, the Browns were home when they finally restarted, and they were taking on the Detroit Lions that day, and it was amazing. Now, in many ways, and I know, you know, the Celtics back in Boston have canceled their game tonight, but they are expecting record television ratings for tonight's game between the Red Sox and Indians, played here in Cleveland, because they feel people back there need that, you know, take their mind off it, maybe for 3 hours,
right,
and watch the Red Sox. And, of course, the Red Sox are so precious to them back there. And if you remember what the Yankees were able to do post 9/11 in those months and go to the World Series and really kind of just take people's minds off of what was going on down at Ground Zero, it's an amazing thing. Sports serves as a great medicine, but you're right. I mean, it is a wide-open spot, and you wonder about it. We had a terror expert on last night, and we've had him on now after Sandy Hook and now this. And I said to the gentleman, you know what? We're having you on too much.
Yeah.
You know, you're on with us too frequently now because this is happening so much.
But I think the point you make about trying to take people's collective mind off of this and onto something else is, I guess, is the only way, at least for me, that I'm kind of pushing through on this, because doing the show last night and even doing it today, you feel there is that sense of, are we doing the right thing and talking about football and sport, all things that now seem trivial with that as a backdrop. But it does, they do say life goes on, and I think we hopefully do serve that purpose.
Vic, what a hero Joe Andruzzi, former Browns offensive lineman, and great Patriots offensive lineman before that on Super Bowl championship teams, but we were able to get a picture of him last night, you know, carrying victims out. And Joe's a cancer survivor, but one of the all-time great teammates. Wherever Joe Andruzzi played, his teammates loved him. And what a guy. What a family guy. And what a hero to, you know, and he was out at the Boston Marathon because he's organized a group of people who run to raise funds for cancer research.
And his brother's New York City fireman,
that's right,
who were part of 9/11,
absolutely,
also survived, and Well, Jim, thank you, and we will do this again next week.
Great to be with you, Vic.
He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Do you want fries with that?
No, thanks.
Sounds like you're in a new Honda Civic.
I am.
Is it awesome?
Pandora compatibility and rear view camera standard.
Nice.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
I want one so bad I can taste it. It's ketchup-y.
Are you eating my order?
Maybe.
Get a Honda Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello, Jerry Newman, my former State Farm policyholder.
No, this is Larry Newman inquiring for a friend named Harry who wants to know about the discount double check.
Oh, sure. That's when we comb through your policies to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve.
Oh, that sounds glorious. Take me back, Jessica.
Jerry.
You've seen through my clever disguise.
The discount double check could save you hundreds. Ask a State Farm agent today. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, it's Football Tuesday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. So We just told you that within the hour, practice ending over in Berea here at the Browns indoor facility where the first of three minicamp practices were held. And Rob Gronkowski taking the team on the field for the first time. And a big storyline is obviously the quarterback situation, whether Brandon Whedon can retain the starting job. He's working with the first unit offense. He's getting those first team reps. Non-committal right now from Rob Gronkowski, and I think it's going to stay non-committal. You heard that at the top of the show. Probably stay non-committal throughout the offseason, throughout the preseason. I mean, you'll get at some point a decision has to be made on who the starter will be. But Jason Campbell is here competing. But in the meantime, Brandon Whedon has a chance to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, if he can do that, that he should be the guy. And that's something that reporters were asking him about, just along with the general idea of getting back to football. Here's Brandon Whedon.
It's nice to get out here. You know, you spend the offseason training, getting your body, staying in shape, all those things, and then, we get the playbook with just a little bit of time before we head here. So it's pretty much all, getting in the book and visualizing it. And then when you come out here, obviously it's a little bit different, it's a little bit faster. And, I thought we responded extremely well. I'm speaking offensively. The guys, took the information that the coaches have thrown at us, and they're throwing a lot at us, and it's been outstanding. I mean, the guys have really done a good job up to this point.
Without saying anything about last year's offense, but how much of a better fit do you think would be for this offense this year?
Well, I think this offense possesses a lot of the strengths that I have. I think, we're throwing the ball down the field. We're throwing, deeper routes. I think, I'm going to be in the shotgun a little bit more. You look back at Phillip Rivers, I think he was in the shotgun over 70% of the time. Stuff like that, the stuff that I've done in the past. I think, obviously Norv's been in this offense for, 25, 30 years. He knows like the back of his hand, so he's a great resource. So, if he tells me to throw a pump eight, he's seen it before. I'm going to throw a pump eight. I mean, I trust everything he's saying, and it's a great scheme. I love this offense. I think it's a great fit, not only for me, but for the other guys we have on our side of the ball.
Is more of the pistol in the future here?
We'll do a little bit of it. A little bit of everything. I mean, we'll do some offset, just like we did last year out of the gun, but we'll do some pistol. We'll do a little bit of everything. I mean, that's the nice thing about this offense. I was talking to DeQuell just now, and he said, you guys give us so many looks, so many movements, so many shifts. That's the nice thing about playing so fast like we do. It allows you to do a lot of different things. So a little bit of everything.
Is it nice for you to come in here? Joe Banner even said a couple weeks ago that you're coming in here as a starter. You're taking the first team reps. Is that a good way for you to head in here?
I think so. And more so than that is being a second-year guy. And I don't care. I was 28 last year. It's still different coming into a locker room. I did win the job, but it's still hard to be the vocal guy, be the guy that comes in. You got to kind of understand your role and see how you fit. Now that it's my second year, it's my job to take control, be the guy, and be the leader on offense, be the leader in the locker room. For me, I told you guys, I lead by example, but I think there's a comfort level there now that maybe wasn't there last year just because I was still learning. I was learning week to week, and I was learning new guys, how each guy responds, and I've seen a difference this year. I'm a little bit more proactive and kind of being the guy on, just kind of leading the way.
Friends, was it difficult last year in a situation where you pretty much knew that Pat Shurmur wasn't going to survive and Tom Hacker, you guys are all playing for lame duck coach?
Well, I mean, you don't think about it as players. I mean, everybody, no one really, goes out on Sundays and thinks about it. But that's just the bad part about this business. You got to win games. You win games, you don't have to worry about it. I know inside that locker room, we played to win every game, and we competed. I mean, we never gave up, regardless of what the situation we were, down the stretch. And we're professional football players. We're paid to compete and win games.
On that point of Rivers being in shotgun 75%, and you having that background, what do you like so much about the shotgun?
Well, I mean, one, you have your eyes up, you can see things. You've already got some separation from the defense. The negative part is you don't get the ball in your hand right away. That's the only negative. There's a lot of positives. You can see pressures a little bit easier from back there. You're up higher, so you can kind of see the secondary backers, the tilt of the safeties, all those little things. Just stuff that I've done my entire life, dating back to high school.
In your conversations with the new coaches for the past, let's say, 2 weeks, do you
All right, and you heard from Brandon Whedon, quarterback for the Browns, during their first mini camp practice right after that. Again, pretty fresh off the field. And speaking of that, Jameer Howardson will sit down next with tight end Jordan Cameron, get his perspective. This is a competitive situation for him now. He wants to show that he should be the guy. Brown signed a couple of tight ends during free agency. Speculation they might draft a tight end next week. So we'll see how this all plays out for Jordan Cameron. So we want to get his thoughts, and you'll be hearing those as well. We'll get into some of your questions and comments as we do on this show. But it is a very mini-camp intensive type of show here to bring what we got for you from the field to the airwaves. That's what we do. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN Cleveland, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Half-price books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half-price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood half-price books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half-price books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day, and just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month, so hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books in North Homestead, Mayfield Heights, and Metter. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Bruce Hooley here, and it's time to start your plan of attack at Golf Tech. Now through May 29th, get to one of Golf Tech's four Northeast Ohio locations and receive a 60-minute swing evaluation for only $99. That's right, only $99. You'll be on your way to a better swing with Golf Tech's state-of-the-art training technology. Located East, West, Canton, and now in Brecksville, or get to golftech.com. It's Golf Tech's plan of attack sale. Proven path, proven results, Golf Tech.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you here on ESPN 850 WKNR. So our own Jameer Howardson was out with us today, out on the practice field in the practice facility, the indoor facility, to talk with tight end Jordan Cameron. And we're going to listen to that right now. Jameer, take it away, bud.
Jordan, you guys just wrapped up practice. How was your first day of minicamp?
It's
today was good. You know, we got a lot of work done. We were flying out there. It was the first day with this new offense, and I think guys did pretty well. The effort was definitely there. Like I said, guys were all over the place, and it was good to get a start on this offense.
Head Coach Chudzinski called the team up after practice. What did you take away from his message?
You got to keep going. Like he just said, there's like I said before, the effort was there, and he keeps saying you got to get better every day. You can't, you know, you got to take a step forward, and especially with the new offense, we got to make strides, and I think we did today. We'll see tomorrow how we do tomorrow.
How excited are you for this season? You look at your position coach, John Emery. He's a former tight end. Your new head coach, he's a former tight end. You got to be excited.
Very exciting. You know, they know what they're doing. They're proven play callers. So it's definitely exciting to get a coach like Emery who played, and he played under Coach Norv too. So it's fun to get them all together. And there's little things that they know about the tight end position that really helps on the field. And little things make the difference. And they know those things and how to just work this offense. So it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to this year.
What's been your overall mindset heading into this season?
Just open-minded, just looking for opportunity and work my butt off and just show up ready to go and have a thick skin and take the criticism and get better every day.
While you out there at practice today, did you feel like you getting a good grasp of the plays?
Yeah, definitely. Today's the first day, so there's a lot going on. First time coaches are out here, so it's a lot of nervous energy, but after the first couple series, we're good to go. Things settled down a little bit, and guys were out there making plays, and it was fun to see.
Now that practice is wrapped, what's next on the schedule?
I think we got meetings, get some food, rehab, and sleep.
Well, good luck to you, man. Thank you for taking time out.
Sounds good.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you. And Jordan Cameron, thank you for giving us a couple of minutes there after practice and that ever-present sound of the jugs machine in the background. But, hey, that's the deal. You get off the practice field, and practice doesn't really end. You have to do more stuff. Catch footballs from the jugs machine and do some extra work with the coaches. And there's a lot of learning going on here, a lot of teaching going on here, new systems, new coaches, new ideas, new vision, everything being implemented. So there is some extra time and attention to this. And it's even though you have some, this is a young football team generally, but even though you have players who have been experienced enough over the last several years, in some cases, with playing in the NFL, they've not played for Rob Chudzinski. They've not had Norv Turner as their offensive coordinator. They've not had Ray Horton as their defensive coordinator. And the position coaches, you heard John Emery working. You heard what Jordan Cameron said about John Emery working with the tight ends. You have Louis Chofi working with the defensive backs. And it was so interesting, again, as we saw, and I was talking about this with Jim Donovan, that some drills that involved, you know, running, catching a medicine ball, lifting it up over your head, okay? So some level of routine coming into that, some level of discipline in movement for defensive backs, and then running around a big circle. There was a plastic tube circle that was formed, and this was another new drill where players were running around that, reaching down to grab a towel that was on the ground, picking that up and running with that. And Louis Chofi, you might recall on the show, was talking about players catching tennis balls, catching pop fly baseballs. He talked about this last week on the show, different so that they improve focus and concentration on a smaller ball to catch the bigger one, which is the football, for those interceptions. So interesting drills, interesting ideas being incorporated, the newness of it all. All right, I'm going to answer some of your questions and comment on some of your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Let's also give a listen to a little bit of, and that'll come up as well, Paul Kruger, the newest, one of the new Browns, the outside linebacker, the biggest signing of free agency. Hear what he had to say about his first mini-camp practice with the Browns. That's all next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hey, Browns fans. With the NFL draft right around the corner, there's no better time to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The brand new Hall of Fame store is now open, so be sure to get all the latest NFL team apparel. Visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame today. Visit profootballhof.com for details.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Here's your Buffalo Wild Wings look at the draft. Today's featured player is BYU defensive end Ezekiel Ansah. Ansah, a native of Ghana, comes in ranked 9th on the ESPNCleveland.com big board despite having started only 9 games in his life. However, in those 9 games, Ansah was 3rd on the Cougars in tackles, 2nd in sacks, and 1st in tackles for a loss. Stop in and follow the football draft at B-Dub's Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the location nearest you.
Hi gang, Riz here. Baseball is back. The Tribe is hot and so is Window Nation. 35% off windows, doors, and siding. No down payment, no interest, and no payments for 6 months. Quality windows that are going to save you money from a great company made right here in Northeast Ohio. Get with Window Nation. Tis the season for baseball and new windows. Call 216-464-4141 or go to windownation.com/Rizzo. windownation.com/Rizzo. Go Tribe. If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if I ever get back for a
treat. Root, root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Or it's 1, 2, 3
strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Cleveland Indians face the Boston Red Sox April 16th through April 18th, and great seats still remain for all 3 games. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Oh, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it's a sad day in the NFL. Pat Summerall, one of the all-time great announcers, but he also was a former player. But he was a player who made that transition. Usually it's player to analyst. He went from player to play-by-play guy. And as smooth a voice announcing football as any I've heard, I had the privilege to get to know him through the years, spend time with him, write stories about him through my time of covering the league. And sadly, we lose Pat Summerall today. So it's something. I mean, he paired up with John Madden for all those years, but many years before that, did a highlight show with a guy named Tom Brookshire. And again, if you're my age and you followed this game as long as I have, you remember Pat Summerall through those different decades. All right. We had a chance to, during the media session after the first Browns minicamp practice, to hear from one of the newer Browns, the highlight signing of the free agency period, linebacker Paul Kruger. Let's listen to that now.
How did the first workout go for you?
Went good. I was surprised on how much everybody was on the same page, and you know, went a lot more fluid than I thought for the first day. So pretty good stuff.
Well, in addition to just playing well and improving personnel, bringing guys like you in, how can you bring some of that, you know, Super Bowl championship experience to the facility and impact the team that way?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds cliche, you know, but it's something where the basics are really important, and that's talked about everywhere in sports, but it's talked about so much because it's true. So I think just focusing on the fundamentals and, you know, letting these coaches, you know, get us right, I think we'll be heading the right direction.
Have you traded many thoughts with Joe Thomas yet, even though you can't compete against each other at this point?
No, we're all kind of getting, you know, familiar with each other, and today was the first day we've been able to really hang out with each other, because, you know, when we're lifting, they're in meetings, and then vice versa, you know, the second half of the day. So this has been the first time we're all together, so just getting to know each other again, everybody's getting familiar, and so it went really well.
Hey, Paul, you know what the outside linebacker position entails in this kind of defense. Could you talk to Sheard, and do you have any observations about the transition he's about to make?
Yeah. I mean, Sheard is just an athletic guy, so I think he's going to be just fine. And, you know, from what I saw today, didn't skip a beat. You know, he's just taking everything we've learned in the classroom and just applying it here on the field. And, you know, we'll see on the film, but it seems like everybody had a pretty good day. I mean, didn't have too many mental errors. And so I think the coaches are, you know, putting us in a situation where it's going to become easy to pick up on the defense.
What are your early impressions of Ray Horton, and how similar is his 3-4 to the Ravens?
Yeah, there's some big differences, but a lot of similarities, a lot of carryover, just different terminology, and you know, it seems like we're going to be pretty aggressive attacking type defense, you know, but a lot of the base package stuff, there's a lot of carryover, so, and then that's going to be true with any, you know, 3-4 scheme.
What was it like, you know, being out here, when you were with that Ravens camp? You guys are, you know, playoff teams every year, probably just ready to get going. So how would you compare that? You got a lot of young guys here.
Yeah. You know, in Baltimore, we had a ton of veterans and a ton of guys who had been around and been successful for a long time. And that was big. I mean, to have that experience and the confidence and the leadership of those guys was I think, you know, a really big factor in the success we had. You know, but I think, you know, the coaches that they've brought in and just the vibe around here is off the charts. I mean, I think we're in a really good position to become successful real quick.
Do you feel any added pressure, you know, given the pre-agency situation, you being a big money guy coming in, to, you know, be more of a leader?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it puts a ton of pressure on you. And, you know, that's a good thing, and that's what sports is all about. I mean, it's competitive, and, it's, you know, there's a lot of pressure around it. And so I definitely feel that. And so, but it's good too. It gets you excited to come out here and work hard.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, let's go to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. The Browns Daily Twitter page @Browns_daily. And yours truly, my Twitter page, which is @VICCARUCCI. You email me and this show daily @ClevelandBrowns.com. Christopher sends this in via Facebook. He's talking about David Nelson, the recent signed wide receiver by the Browns. So he says, we signed a receiver, a free agent wide receiver, who, quote, possesses very good size and hands and has a good feel for the game. He showed promise with Buffalo 2 years ago, unquote. So Christopher goes on to say, another guy kind of like what we already have in Josh Gordon and Greg Little. No wonder we never win, says Christopher. Well, Christopher, it's not a crime here to add a player who fits that physical profile. That doesn't mean the redundant. Why is the redundancy bad here? I'm not quite getting that. Because in my mind, I think what you've done with David Nelson, and by the way, he's still recovering. He's still healing up physically, so he's not going to be ready to do anything in the offseason, probably more like training camp, according to Coach Chudzinski. But in terms of his physical prototype, he fits what the offense does. And you want multiple players like that. You want those bigger, taller, athletic guys who do the same things that Josh Gordon does, that Greg Little does. I mentioned Jordan Cameron as a tight end in this mix as well. Again, big athletes who make plays. That's the definition of what this passing game is all about. That's the concept. So having another guy in the mix is not a bad thing. It's not an indication of spinning your wheels of being on a treadmill. It means you find someone else who you hope can contribute. And if he's better than someone else you have, or if he can do some things that others don't, what's the harm in that? You want maximum talent, maximum ability. Todd Monbear from Twitter, Monbear247, says, please, oh please, Browns, we need to draft D. Milner. The kid obviously wants to be here and work with Joe Haden, make it happen. Yeah, the quotes that were attributed to D. Milner talking about wanting to be with the Browns and wanting to pair up with Joe Haden in the secondary, and I can see that. He sees an outstanding corner like Haden. He could see himself being opposite him, and with the sixth overall pick, that's a possibility, but I wouldn't call it a slam dunk. First of all, is he going to be there? I mean, there's a chance he's off the board by the time the Browns pick. There's a chance Deion Jordan, that's the other guy we hear, Oregon defensive end, who would be an outside linebacker for the Browns. Would he be there at six? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. And Michael from Twitter wants to know, will the Browns run a two-back set, or will they acquire a true blocking fullback? Michael, I think they're going to do more of two backs, and I think it's Trent Richardson, it's Chris Obanaya, it's whoever else is in there, change-up speed. I don't think you're going to see a ton in the way of fullback. I don't mean that they won't. That doesn't mean that they won't acquire one or try to acquire one, but I'm not entirely convinced that that will be the case. We want to thank Jim Donovan and Brandon Whedon. Want to thank Jordan Cameron and Paul Kruger and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Drew Boatner, our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Also, Lauren Whitaker, and we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.